Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of accelerating energy and ascension in order to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence, our light, our oneness. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And I am your host and guide for this sound activation. This sound activation is the sound activation for the episode where we chat about the energies of the Aries full moon. We are in the lunar cycle of Tishrei, Libra, beginning a new lunar year, Rosh Hashanah, this month. And of course, the energies are always heightened during full moon. And so in this episode, we are going to dive into receiving the energies of this full moon in the sound activation and of aligning with leadership, aligning with clarity, aligning with vision, and clearing our central channel and activating the chrism. All you need to do is be open to receive. And a little bit of housekeeping before we get started with the sound activation. If this is your first time, if this is not your first time, just welcome back and bear with me. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not try to meditate. It is not a good time to meditate. Make sure that you will be undisturbed for the next hour and 15 minutes or so. And really, I encourage you to create a sacred space around you. Light a candle, burn a little bit of incense. This time is about you. It's about you connecting to the divine, to your soul, to the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit. And to really allowing ourselves to clear whatever needs to be shed and liberated and step into a higher embodiment of our soul, of our light, so we can not only share, not only be the light, but share the light as well, the light of creation that we are. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, please switch to a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. Energy healings, sound healings, they are the same thing. A sound healing is an energetic transmission. I don't care how they try to spin it like, oh, it's just relaxation. No, it's not. Your energy field is being vibrated into alignment with a higher frequency, hopefully. In this case, we're vibrating and attuning ourselves to a higher frequency. And we do not need or want squirrely information coming in. Hence why I encourage you to listen to this on a platform that does not cut in with advertisements. You can listen for free on my website, sophianiccreation.com. And you know, you can also do little searches there if you are looking to work on unconditional love or healing or transformation. All of that is available for you to listen at any time. You can be seated or lying down, although I highly, highly, highly recommend that you just do this lying down. If you happen to fall asleep, it is okay. Does not mean that, oh, I'm not getting the activation. Yes, you are. It's just that spirit may have needed to knock you out and make you go to sleep in order for you to really receive on a subconscious level and clear out the stuff there. So if you fall asleep, it's okay. If you feel a twinge or a tickle somewhere in your body, all that is a good thing. It's just a sign of energy moving. If you have to yawn, if you have to sneeze, if you find yourself tearing up and you have absolutely no idea why, all of that is a good thing. We want wherever we have blocked, stored up energy, pent up energy, wherever we have that resistance, we want to clear it. We want to bring in the light of creation. We want to bring in the higher frequency so we can heal that part of our lives, that part of our bodies, that part of our emotional field, all of it gets activated, gets healed, gets recalibrated with a sound activation, which is why it is very important to be very mindful of your container. So make sure you will be undisturbed for the next hour and 15 minutes or so. Make sure, like I said, no advertisements from, you know, whatever platform you're using. So make sure you know the platform you are using to receive the sound activation. Feel free to revisit this at any time you want. It is not specific to this particular week. If you feel the need to work on energies of leadership, of initiation, of forward momentum, of awakening the chrism, of vision, of alignment, if you feel you need to work with those energies, feel free to come back to this anytime, or you can visit another similar sound activation. All is good. And I believe that is it. Oh, no driving, no operating heavy machinery. If you tend to get spacey very easily and find it hard to remain grounded, if you're listening to something soothing, please don't listen to this in the background, okay? Know your body, know how your energy field responds. The moment you feel like you're getting a bit too floaty and you actually need your attention on the task at hand, please stop listening to this and come back to this when you can fully dedicate the time and your energy field to receiving the sound activation. That being said, all we need to do is be open to receive. Long, deep breathing, eyes closed. You can have an eye mask or an eye pillow over your eyes if you feel called to. Right hand over the heart, left over the womb space or the hara. Or you can have both of your palms face up, palms up at your sides. Whatever feels good to your body is what you should be doing in this moment. Listen to the wisdom.
Beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this
purify our space, our homes, and to set up a layer of protection, a protective field of cobalt blue energy, alchemizing any dense energy in our field. As I call on El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels, blessing our creations, trusting our vision, our knowing, the inner guidance of lifetimes. these two sefirot, filling them with light. As we clear away vows of silence, gag orders, any agreements we entered into, to silence ourselves, to allow ourselves to be silent, doesn't matter how or when or what. Just allow the golden light to stream into these spaces, clearing religious ordinations, vows, our expression, strengthen our voice, our relationship to the voice, letting go of shyness, as we breathe the golden light from the Gevura into the Tiferet, into the heart, allowing the heart to open and to expand, receiving pure, unconditional love. This love that flows from the golden light, through the golden light of Shekhinah, from the divine. Allow it to melt the walls around your heart, the front and the back of the heart chakra, allowing the heart space to expand as we bring in forgiveness, let go of resentment, let go of old wounds, bring in love, harmony, peace, union, uniting the heart, with the higher heart. Sefirot on your right side and the Hod, a sefirot on the left, activating the solar plexus, clearing away hooks and stuck energy and stagnant energy and cords and any energies being siphoned from you, clearing those cords and those hooks. Strengthening our sovereignty. Strengthening our confidence, strengthening our courage and our strength as we align with the higher I am, the I am that is in alignment with the soul, breathing the golden light into these sefirot. Trusting ourselves to be in our sovereignty, to be in our power. As we breathe the golden light from the Hod on your left side into the Yesod, into the sacred waters of your womb. Of the Yesod to become activated, healed, purified, and nourished by the golden light of Shekhinah. Anywhere that we have given our power to create, to anything outside of us, call your power to you. as we clear all energies that are not ours, all projections, thought forms, egregores, limitations. If it's not yours, allow it to be alchemized by the golden light. Allowing your spirit guides to help you in this process as we bring in more golden light into the waters of your Yesod, activating the waters of creation within you, purifying your sexual energy of any guilt, any shame, any blame, anything that we have taken on that once again is not ours, religious or otherwise, clearing religious vows, ordinations, vows of celibacy, vows of poverty, clearing them all into the golden light. Remembering the responsibility, the accountability, and our power to co-create our reality. Breathe the golden light into these sacred waters, allowing them to continue to be purified, activated, as we bring the golden light into the Malchut, into the root, clearing fear and doubt, vows of poverty, scarcity, all of it going into the golden light, aligning us more deeply with our connection to our body, to the earth, to our incarnation. Strengthening our ability to feel comfortable in our human body. Tree of Life template activated. We bring our awareness back into the Yesod, into the waters of our womb. And in these waters, we see an umbilical cord of golden light taking shape, emerging from these waters, extending down through the Malchut, through our energy and physical bodies, connecting you to the Earth Star Chakra beneath your feet. Ancient layers of Gaia until your golden umbilical cord of light reaches the crystalline womb of Mother Gaia. Feel your connection, feel the strength beneath you, the abundance, the support, knowing that we are never alone, we are always supported and divinely guided. As we feel our connection to Mother Gaia, allow whatever needs to be liberated and shed from your physical, energy, emotional bodies to be liberated into the crystalline womb of Mother Gaia. Whatever projections, whatever limitations, whatever dense, stuck energy, whatever you no longer wish to carry, allow Mother Gaia to take it from you. As we feel the energy of Mother Gaia beginning to pulse, and from her womb, a diamond white light begins to form and emerge and begins to travel up your energetic umbilical cord, through the layers of earth, through the crust, into your energy and physical bodies. As the golden light of Shekhinah and the crystalline diamond white light of Gaia begin activating the Sefirot, Malchut, the Yesod, Hod Netzach, Tiferet, Gevura, Hesed, Chochmah Bina, up to the Heter and beyond. Feeling your body as the bridge between threshold, embodying the celestial higher frequencies into the earth and the earthly into the higher realms. As we see a violet light taking shape at the Ajna chakra, the third eye, a turquoise flame filling the heart and the high heart, and a magenta flame in the yesod, in the womb. Envision these flames strong, warm, bright, alchemizing any energy that is not in alignment with the highest light, soul. At Fatah, beginning to feel your consciousness come back into the turquoise flame, feeling your body begin to take shape once more. As we call all parts of our here and now, of our being, into this present moment, yourself begin to expand beyond the turquoise flame in your heart. Feel yourself filling the heart, the lungs, the chest, the hips, the arms, the legs, the feet, the head, the hair on your body filled with light. Every cell, every organ in your body radiating the brilliant light that you are. Taking a deep inhale, you can wiggle your fingers and your toes, turn on your right side if that feels good, if not, just remain in your same position. Give thanks to the guides, to the angels and archangels, the light beings of the highest vibrations of love, in gratitude to the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau Archangel Raphael, to the south, the waters, the Maya, the Mayim, and the Shemayim, Archangel Michael, the east, the fire, the Nuchra Archangel Uriel, the west, the earth, the Arha Archangel Michael, to our star brothers and sisters, the Pleiadians, Hathor, seven sisters, the Lyran, Syrians, light beings of the highest frequencies of love, known and unknown. We thank you in gratitude to Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, light beings, keepers of the divine union template, of this full moon in Aries, of this cycle of Tishrei Libra, the Lamed, the Bay, the Bab, Shekhinah, Holy Spirit, Divine Feminine Presence, Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Alaha, we thank you in gratitude to all of our guides, to this space, to ourselves. We take a deep inhale. Feeling all parts of ourselves in this present moment. Wiggling your fingers and your toes once more. And opening your eyes when you are ready. Ahava. I thank you for joining me for the sound activation. If you enjoyed this, like, share, subscribe. 5-star review, all of that helps. And if you care to follow me on Instagram at Aurialara, at Embodying the Shekhinah, I share little videos on that, as well as longer format videos on YouTube at Aurialara. All of that is linked below. We have a fabulous in-person sound activation for those of you in the Atlanta area or who will be in Atlanta. You can check the link below. Register if you feel called to join us. And one more announcement, the website, my new website with the beautiful Eos that created it for me, with me, it was beautiful co-creation. It is now up and live. So there is a new course that is launching on the 11th of November. session, it's our ceremony. And then from there, it's a self-paced course where we will be going through the days of creation and learning how the days of creation, the Wheel of Fire, which is the title of the course, is essential if we want to manifest. So if that feels like something that you would like to learn about, to dive into, check the link below. And if for some reason it's not linked below, do email me or send me a shout and let me know, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be on here. So I'm hoping that I don't forget. But if I did, please remind me. I look forward to holding that space for you. And as always, don't forget to listen to the Sound Activation Companion episode for the full moon in Aries, so you can get a feel for the energies of this full moon. And of course, I will see you in the next sound activation or the next episode. Have a blessed day. Ahava.